Today's reading is going to start in Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. There are a lot of things that can capture our attention. A lot of things that can distract us from what really matters. Jesus says, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. He says, moth and rust can destroy those things. Thieves can break in and steal. But you need to be concerned with laying up treasures in heaven, where there is no decay of this treasure. There is no stealing of this treasure. It's true and lasting. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. If you're storing up the treasures on earth, that's what you're going to really care about. If you're storing up treasures in heaven, that's what you really care about. And as he's going to point out, you can't do both. You can't decide that I'm going to split my attention between the two. It doesn't work that way. Your heart has to be attuned to one or the other. It doesn't mean that we can't make our way through this world, make a living, save up some money, those kinds of things, preparing for the future. He's not saying you can't do those things, but he's talking about what's really important to you. Verse 22 and 23, he makes the point about the eye being the lamp of the body. What do you let in? What are you always looking at? What are you desiring? If we're only desiring things of this world, then don't be surprised that you're full of darkness. No one can serve two masters. We can't split that attention. Sooner or later, one wins out over the other. And if it's anything but righteousness, then that's going to be a terrible darkness. It's going to be a terrible loss, because you will begin to despise God. In verse 25, he starts his discourse about being anxious, and this is extremely important for us today. We get anxious over so many things. Things that begin to occupy our minds and then occupy our hearts. You see, when we're anxious about something, when we're worried about something, we tend to give it a huge amount of our mental faculties. If I'm worried about something, I'm going to be thinking about it all the time. And it pushes out everything else so that we're consumed by it. The things that we worry about are the things that consume us. He starts off talking about the necessities of life. Why are you anxious about these things? God knows that you need them. Do you trust God? You know, we think about the wandering in the wilderness when God provided water out of the rock and he provided manna from heaven. He was providing for all of their needs, even so much that their clothes and shoes didn't even wear out. You can see the goodness of God in taking care of his people then. Do we think it's different now is really the point that he's making. This creation is being held up by the power of God. And those birds, they find food and they find shelter. And don't you think that you're a little bit more valuable than they are? After all, we were the pinnacle of what God created, created in his image, created to worship him and have a relationship with him. Likewise, consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil or spin, but even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. God has clothed them. God has provided what they need. So the point being made is that we can look around creation itself and see that God continually takes care of his people and takes care of his creation. So why wouldn't we expect that to apply to me? Okay, so God is not promising that I get a new fishing boat. He's not promising that I get to drive a new car every couple of years. He's not promising that we have the best of this earth. He's promising that we have the best of his spiritual blessings, and that along the way he'll take care of our physical needs. And that's manifested in many different ways, not the least of which is the care and concern of our brethren, so that they make sure that we have those necessities. But these things are proof of God's constant care for his creation, including us. And rather than being distracted, being worried, being anxious about those things, we need to let those things go and trust God. You see, if we're consumed by all these things, then God gets kind of pushed out, pushed to the side. And then we don't have what is so valuable, that relationship with God. So he says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. He says, by worry, you're not going to add any time to your life. You're not going to add an hour to it. And there's plenty of trouble tomorrow for itself. Why worry about tomorrow? Today has enough to be concerned with. He's not contradicting himself and going and saying, don't worry, but worry. No, he's saying we have enough to do. We have our daily tasks that have to get done in order to continue through this world. And then we have our spiritual endeavors that need our focus. So why would I be worrying about tomorrow when I've got enough to worry about today? And I'm using that word worry, but I'm using it in a different way. To be concerned with, to occupy us. You know, I can't do anything about tomorrow. Can I prepare for tomorrow? In some ways I can. But thinking about it all the time, when it's not under my control, that doesn't help anything. Our Heavenly Father knows what our needs are. And we need to allow Him to be concerned with fulfilling those needs. And me, I just need to be concerned with what I've got to deal with today. And if I can focus my thoughts on God to start with, and carry those thoughts through the day, even though I do have other things I have to do, then I'm going to be better off at the end of the day than I was at the beginning of the day. And tomorrow, well, I can deal with tomorrow when that day comes. And I can be occupied by those things tomorrow, but I'm going to do tomorrow what I'm trying to do today. Start with God, carry those thoughts through, and end the day better than I started. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.